Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to the YCLA Magazine Radio Show. I am your host, Katrina Dalway, and you know I'm so excited to always be speaking with you each and every week. You are totally amazing to me because you truly can live again, and that's what we're all about here at YCLA Magazine Radio Show, is to inspire one another, to empower one another through life's lessons, providing you with guests who have experienced different, of course, events in their life, and it's just really, really empowering to see, you know, that it's having an effect on you. You're having an effect on us. I love your encouragement. You guys are really, really amazing. And so it's just such an honor and a blessing to always come each week speaking with you. Well, you know, we are, of course, into the second full week of February, the second month of the year. So January has already passed us by. And so now we are getting ready to head into our first quarter of the year. First quarter. We're already halfway through the first quarter of the year. That is just how quickly time carries us. You know, it's amazing to watch the time and how quickly it's moving. And so we just have to really make each moment count. I mean, again, we are literally in the second half of the first quarter. That's just absolutely insane. And insane to me. And so I tell you what, life moves really, really fast. And I'm choosing my words carefully because life moves really fast, guys. It really, really does. And that old saying, there's no time like the present, that's true. Just in case you want to know, that's true. There is no time like the present. And so, you know, and I'm talking to myself, we have to remember that we have to make each day count. We have to really pursue our purpose and what we're about, and take it more seriously. So that is something that I just wanted to ring in your ear about, how we are in the second half of the first quarter already. So we are approaching 7 weeks here. You know, it's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So that being said, we are really excited about a young lady. Her name is Maria Hope. She is the 2014 World Series winner, winner 2014 World Series of Poker, Last Woman Standing winner. And this young lady has a really wonderful story. You know, she was born in Taiwan, and she moved to L.A. with her parents and sister at the age of four. She attended the University of California, got a degree in communications, and it was then that she picked poker. After graduating, she moved back to Los Angeles and built enough confidence to pursue poker professionally. And so she's got a story to tell, because she's one young lady in a man's world. You know, she is absolutely making things happen. And just based on my professional career, you know, I've been worked in a predominantly man's world, and I know how competitive it can be in a man's world. So for this young lady to literally, first of all, go to college, get a communications degree, and then decide, oh, I like poker instead, and decide to pursue her poker career, is profound in a man's world. You know, she has something to be proud of. She beat men. Ah, ha, ha. So I'm really excited about that. But listen, without further ado, I would like to introduce to you this wonderful young lady, Maria Ho. Thank you so much for joining us today, Maria.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you?
I am great. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. Well, you know, you're joining the YCLA Magazine Radio Show. And YCLA, of course, stands for You Can Live Again. And you have, Maria, a really beautiful story. You know, I was just telling the audience that you were born in Taiwan. You moved to LA with your parents at the age of 4. You got your degree in communications. And then up, you decide that you really do like poker. So from that, I want to ask you, obviously, there was some underlying something. You either started with cards or something that motivated you to get into poker. So what was your motivation, Maria?
You know, growing up, I always loved card games. I played bridge with my grandfather at a very young age, and I always felt, you know, a very competitive side of me. And I think in college, I had some guy friends who just really played poker for fun, and I decided to join them one night. And, you know, I didn't know anything about the game at the time, but I really just fell in love with it, and I just fell in love with the competition aspect of it. And I just started playing recreationally in college, and it got to a point where I was starting to pay my bills with my poker winnings, and I was like, maybe there's something to this. And so when I graduated college, when I graduated from UC San Diego, I decided to just, you know, take a year or two and explore poker a little bit further, and instead of as a hobby, maybe as a profession. And, you know, it's been 10 years now that I've been playing poker professionally, and I've just never looked back.
Wow. Wow, that's a huge statement, and you never look back. So when you took that chance, you know, you, like you said, you started paying your bills and everything. You were able to really sustain a good living from poker. You know, a lot of people don't really understand what that never look back means, you know, because you really have to overlook a lot of things from, okay, I got my degree in communications, you know, I got a minor in law. And so what I'm looking forward to, what it is I really, really want to do. And so by you having to look forward, what things did you really have to say, hey, nope, this is not what I'm looking at. I'm looking at poker. What are those things that really that you really had to say no to?
You know, obviously, I think especially for women, we're a lot more practical, and we look at, you know, stability, and those are important things to us. So, you know, usually we kind of pick the option that gives us a little bit more security, whether it's, you know, with jobs and just having that paycheck come in every month, you know. But I had to look at it as, you know, this is my passion. Poker was something I really wanted to pursue. And even though I did have my degree, I just felt like that wasn't where my heart was at in the moment. And I think I wanted to take a chance on poker. And obviously, you know, it's definitely a big risk that I took. But in life, if you don't take a big risk, then you can't reap, you know, a big reward. So I really just kind of went for it. And, you know, it worked out for me. And I feel very, very fortunate that it did. But I think oftentimes we just get a little bit scared and intimidated by certain risks. But I think we will find that when we do take risks, then things like this can happen. And you can really benefit a lot from kind of willing to put everything else aside and just go for something that you love to do.
Well, let me first say this. My mother would love you. My mother's a master teacher with an MBA in teaching. Your articulation is off the chain.
Oh, thank you.
You truly earned that communication. You speak so well. And I'm like, just, you know, I had to really focus on what you were saying because your articulation and enunciations were just so on point. I'm like, God, I'm loving just hearing this. You know, if we could just, if I could hear more of this out there, you know. So, but everything that you're saying is true. Everything that you're saying is true. And so here we have the last woman standing 2014 poker winner. Now, you know that is a man's world, period.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to really overcome some stuff because I know men, because I worked in corporate America. So how were you able to keep your mental focus and be clear on the game, knowing that you know, if you even if you walk down maybe an aisle, someone's searing at you in a negative way or trying to get into your head to try to dissuade you, how are you able to continue to focus like that?
Yeah, unfortunately, in this day and age, there are still a lot of things, like you said, whether it's corporate America or poker, where it is still a man's world and it is a bit of a boys' club. And I do think that there are guys there that try to intimidate you, that try to make you feel out of place because you're a woman. And I just took that as more of a challenge, and it just really fueled me to show them that I could be just as good of a poker player as they are. Poker's not a game where there is an advantage to being male or female. It's not a physical sport. It's not something where, you know, we can't overcome certain aspects of, you know, any kind of gender differences. So I was just like, coming in here, feeling confident, knowing that if I were to sit down at a poker table and play my game and everything else being equal, that I would be able to show them that I'm just as good as they are. And that's just, you just have to be really confident in poker and in, with everything else in life, because there's always going to be people that will try to make you feel out of place because, you know, nobody wants to disrupt the majority. And when it's just a bunch of guys sitting around playing poker, talking about God knows what, they're not really trying to get a girl invading their space there. But you know what? This is a game for everybody, and I wanted to do this for a living. So I definitely had to stand up to a lot of that at times. But, you know, nowadays I'm getting a lot more respect because I've had a lot of good success and good poker results. And so I've earned my place, and, you know, I really don't think that it's up for debate anymore whether or not I have a place at the poker table.
And it's because you stay focused and you didn't look back. You stay focused on what it is you wanted. You know, your clarity on what the game was about and not letting, you know, anyone pull you away from what it is you want. And so that's even for our audience, you know, in pursuing destiny, purpose, or whatever it is you desire to do. You know, this is a pure example here with what Maria is saying. You know, don't look back. You know, stay focused, because especially with her, she literally, men can really try to, you know, come at you in all kinds of ways. I've seen it. I know. You know, and then they get mad when you win, and you really have to really be careful.
Yeah.
Because they are naturally competitive. It's just their makeup. And let me tell you, it can get vicious. I've seen it. Experienced it. So for her to withstand all of that and now get the respect, that's because of the fact that she believed in what she knew she was going to do in life. And that's for our audience. You can't let anything like that, the discouragement, the people trying to get you off track, you can't give them that power. And one of the things I've just learned in the last couple of years is, wow, you're really giving people power when you do that. And so it's so important to remember those things. So, you know, what are you planning on doing for 2015, Maria?
Well, currently I still, you know, play quite a bit of poker. I travel around all over the world. That is probably the best part of my job, is that I get to travel all over and I get to play a game that I love for a living. But I'm also currently hosting a televised poker show that is aired not only in the States but in other countries as well. It's called the Heartland Poker Tour, and this is my third season with them, and I am the strategic commentator for the show. And I'm also a celebrity spokesperson for Windstar Casino in Oklahoma. So I have a couple of things that I do outside of just playing poker that really keeps me busy. And, you know, I'm just staying focused right now. I'm currently ranked the third female poker player in the world in terms of total earnings. And so I just want to keep improving my poker resume.
Isn't it amazing, though, how your want still allows you to use those gifts, the communication aspect of your talent, you know, of your major? You know, that's amazing. You know, how that all came in to play. Now you're actually commentating, which is part of your original plan.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Isn't that amazing?
I feel really lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's amazing. And it just goes to show you, you know, things can come together if you follow that want, if you follow that passion. So last but not least, Maria, what would you have to say to our audience? You know, we're already, I was just telling them, we're already, Chris, I don't know why I'm calling you Christine. Marie. With
Maria.
Us already being, huh?
I'm Maria, sorry, go ahead.
Maria Ho.
Yep.
Maria Ho.
Yep.
With you being Maria and us all being in the second half of the first quarter, time is not waiting on us.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to inspire our audience to do in 2015?
I think I just want to inspire people to go after what it is they want. And honestly, I know sometimes people, we get in our heads and we think, okay, is this doable? We start thinking logistics. We start trying to be realistic. And of course, it's good to maintain a good amount of realism with any situation. But at the end of the day, you do have to just follow what it is that you love and what you're passionate about. And the worst thing that happens is that you fail. But the best thing that could happen is that you end up doing exactly what it is you've always wanted to do. And so I say go for it. And I say you won't know until you try, obviously. And I think a lot of times it works out for people. And it only works out if you at least give yourself the opportunity to do what it is that you really love. And I think, you know, so often in life people get held back by all of the practical reasons. You know, we get it. We have to pay bills. We have to put food on the table. We have responsibilities. And, you know, it's great to think of all of those things, but you only have one life to live, and you have to live it to the fullest, and you have to, you know, live each day with passion and, you know, love what you do. And I think nowadays it's easy to be able to find something that you love that pays the bills too. Mm-hmm. Just get creative.
Excellent. Very well said and clearly said, Maria Ho, the 2014 last woman to be standing. We're so proud of you. Keep doing what you do. Keep loving what you love. We are just glad to have you on the YCLA Magazine radio show on today. And thank you for inspiring us, inspiring me. I always get inspired by you all. You all are amazing to me, I tell you. And we'll just continue to keep following you and supporting what you do. And once again, thank you for joining the YCLA Magazine radio show today.
Thank you for your time. Nice talking to you.
Oh, absolutely here. Well, listen, there you have it. We have talked to the beautiful Maria Ho. She's doing amazing things, and it's because she was determined to not look back. I tell you, that's a powerful story. And if you take that with you this week, you know, I want to see some emails coming through about that, about how you didn't look back. You went for it. You did it now. Like she said, get it done. Do it. Do it now. You know, I want to hear from you. You know, call me, email me, do what you have to do. You know, you can find me. And so let's hear from you. You know, let's start this year. Let's just do it, you know. So reach out to me. I want to hear from you around April, just from this inspiring story of Maria's. I mean, she was seriously in a, that's a tough industry. Male-dominated industry, and she went all the way to the top because she stayed focused. So would you do that for me? Reach out to me in about a month, in about 4 months or so, and let me know, you know, how you did just from her story alone. Listen, I'm Katrina Dalway. Thank you so much for enjoying and joining the YCLA Magazine radio show today. We look forward to speaking with you on next week and enjoying another awesome show. And don't forget, just do it. God loves you, and so do I.